The need for more downtown parking has been widely acknowledged, as the Saratoga Springs City Center is pursuing plans to build a parking structure to support its events. Others in the community, including Mayor Joanne Yepsen, have asked for a mixed-use structure that would also satisfy parking needs. Yepsen, whose office issued the RFP for the two proposals presented Tuesday night, said the city is trying to do its best with a very limited piece of property.
So actually the council decided three things: to set up a technical review committee, which we have done. They have met once and they will meet again this week just to determine the matrix and the criteria by which these proposals will be evaluated. Second, we're going to do an appraisal to find out what this High Rock lot from Lake Avenue to the Mason House is worth in a public appraisal. And then thirdly, we're doing the public presentations that are happening this evening.
Under the guidelines set by the RFP, the projects presented must satisfy criteria that include 600 parking spaces and must also include commercial and residential space. The city center is pursuing its own project through a separate process for the 2.6-acre parcel that sits beside High Rock Park. First up Tuesday night was a proposal by developers The Community Builders and Syracuse-based Paramount Realty Group. Richard DeVito is principal of Paramount.
We knew that this site was very special and that it had many elements to the development design that needed to be articulated, and one of which was this promenade.
The proposal, called High Rock Village, would feature a promenade connecting the neighboring Mouzon House restaurant, Lake Avenue, and Maple and High Rock Avenues, as well as the proposed Greenbelt Trail. It would include 166 units of housing, 64 senior apartments, 42 spaces marketed to young professionals and families, 36 condominiums, and 24 market-rate apartments. The plan would also call for three levels of parking to accommodate 607 vehicles. 259 spaces would be dedicated to the city center. Developers plan to lease the site under a 30-year agreement. The second project was presented by groups Hyman Hemispheric and Sequence Development. The plan did not feature a detailed rendering Tuesday night, but instead the developers are seeking a design process with public input, according to Sequence CEO Jeff Buell.
We want to create spaces that activate the street fronts and really allow this site to become part of the Saratoga Springs community. We think that the best way to do that is to engage the public. Every public process always improves a project. We don't want to design this thing in a vacuum, and we want to deliver something that everybody here can be proud of.
Outlined in the project is 38,000 square feet of green space, four levels of office space with room for 150 to 300 employees, and five levels of retail space with an estimated 100 units. The plan would also feature 656 parking spaces. Hyman and Sequence are seeking to purchase the 2.6-acre lot from the city for $2.6 million. After the plans were presented, the City Council shared some concerns about both proposals. Commissioner of Public Works Skip Scirocco and Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan asked for a connector to the city center. Madigan and Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen also warned of the limited amount of space in the lot. Mathiesen suggested the development could limit any future expansion of City Hall. City Center President Mark Baker said both designs would not provide enough parking for the city center.
This would not meet the needs as we currently design them, and from the parking studies we've done, there exists, with the current 280 surface spots, a significant deficit already. So when you add additional mixed use on top of that, the deficit goes up.
Baker said the city center's proposal would supply 480 spaces for the center and also preserve a portion of the parcel that is currently used to park police and city-owned vehicles. The city center would also share revenues from the paid garage with the city and would provide a $50,000 annual lease payment. The City Center Authority, which is pursuing its project through the city's land use boards, will appear in City Hall Thursday for a site plan review. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.